Ahoy there, landlovers and merfolk alike.
Hey, Matt.
Yes.
Do you know how to keep a smoking hot body when you're a senior?
No.
Cremation.
I like that. That's a good one. Morbid, but good. Merfolk alike. Welcome to Monroe's Chest. And then some other shit that Dan usually says that I don't remember. Hijink, no, this isn't hijinks on the high seas. It's some other stuff. But anyway, I'm Matt. I'm going to be your DM.
I'm Luke. I'll be playing the captain.
I'm Dylan. I'll be playing Turner Jack.
And I'm Jason. I'll be playing Laura.
Do we have a captain's log prepared?
No, but I can wing it. Hey, captain's log. We just pulled into the great port of Dreadhaven, and we're trying to get all of our bounties in order. And captain's log.
Beautiful. All right. I'm obviously not typically the DM for this particular podcast, but Dan is out for a little while, so I am filling in somebody else's world, which feels weird. It feels kind of perverse. Like I'm, you know,
perverse. Feels wow. Dirty.
But I think it's gonna be good fun. It's been a while since I've DM'd anything like strictly fantasy, so cut me a break. Where we left off, you guys were on the ship, getting ready. You guys had laid anchor off the shore. You were gonna take some rowboats into shore, so you guys were still on the ship, just getting everything ready. So that's where we're gonna pick up from.
All right.
So we have the captain, we have Turner, and we have Laura. You guys are loading all your stuff that you're gonna take, and you guys are gonna spend a few days in port. So you're taking what you're gonna need and loading it up in the rowboat. Anything in particular that you guys want to bring with you other than your regular accoutrement?
No, I think we're good. I don't think there was anything we needed to bring into port.
Okay.
Yeah.
Other than the bounties and everything.
Yeah, the bounties that we crept.
Well, you guys already turned those in.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
We did with the portal. Orb.
Yeah,
with the orb.
Thing
yeah.
flew
yeah,
the orb. Up.
Yeah. Like a big spark.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, I can't think of anything.
I think
I'm set.
So as you guys are Dash comes out and he's, Captain, do you mind if I stay with not Turner? Turner's going with you, with James, and just work in the kitchen a little bit, and then we'll be in the port.
Are you going
to
work on your cooking skills
yeah.
a little more?
Yeah, I think
yes.
I'm really good at it. I think I might have a future as a chef after we make you the world's most famous pirate, of
exactly.
course.
Exactly.
And then I'm going to be the world's most famous monkey chef.
Oh, okay, that works, yeah.
I think I already am the world's most famous monkey chef, but that's beside the point. And so he's Dash is helping you guys load your stuff up into the rowboat, and you, the rest of the crew, Huckabee and Drog, they're still below decks. They said they were going to come with James and Dash later on. So you guys get everything loaded up, and they lower you down to the water. Anything you guys need to do before you leave?
I don't think so.
Okay. So as you're rowing out, who's rowing?
I'm rowing because I'm excited.
Okay.
Turner yeah. Jack's rolling.
The
rowing.
Smallest person.
Yeah. So he's got this like
rowing.
five foot like row, and he's like like all his body weight just like pushing down and just smiling at the captain like
I'm doing it. Perfect.
You're doing great, Turner.
Thanks, Captain.
So you guys are rowing along, and it's a nice calm day. This place is perpetually overcast, and as you're rowing, like the anticipation is building for those of I don't think anybody's been here before other than Huckabee and James. So as you guys are rolling up, you have the anticipation of this new interesting port, and you can see other ships that have laid anchor, and they're starting to row in. Like when you arrived, it's like the equivalent of rush hour. Like there's a lot of people coming in, and you have, so before you, you have the island, and it builds up to almost like a peak at the top, and you have this village built along the coast. And as you're paddling along, nice calm day, just enjoying yourself, you hear from back at the ship, "Come! Come, be careful, the mist!"
Oh, shit.
The mist.
And as soon as he says that, you turn back to look forward, and you see this purple, sparkly mist is almost like it's bubbling up out of the water. And it starts to swirl in front of you in the air, and then the water below it starts to swirl with it. And before you know it, this whirlpool has formed in front of you.
Oh, shit.
And you're seeing other spots off to the side as you're looking for a way out. And you see that several other of these whirlpools with this purple mist is coming out. I need an athletics check from the person rowing.
Oh, shit. Okay. I got pretty good athletics.
Laura's going to paddle the water with her hand, frantically trying to steer us away.
Okay. Go ahead and give me an athletics check for
14.
14? Okay. We'll see if he helps at all.
10.
Okay. So at this point, as you approach the whirlpool, you can feel yourself getting pulled in. And so you're trying with everything you've got to row against it. And you feel like you're not pulling yourself out of the whirlpool, but you're doing enough to kind of keep it under control rather than just flipping and getting pulled in.
Mm.
So as you swirl around this thing and you make a couple revolutions, and just as you're about to the center, you see Dash has climbed up the mast, and he's gliding out towards the boat. And the last thing you see is Dash reaching out, trying to get to the boat, as you're all pulled under.
Oh, my God.
I need a dexterity saving throw from everybody.
Oof. Not good.
That's a big niner.
So that's 9 plus my modifier, right?
Yep.
Okay, so that's 17.
Okay. Damn.
3. I got 3.
Oh, shit. Oh, no. Okay. So you guys you're winding around this, and you're trying your hardest to paddle out of it. But you get pulled down into the center of this. And almost as though the world just got flipped upside down, you're pulled under, and then you're back on the surface of the water.
Mm.
But around you, the mist is starting to dissipate, and it is a clear, sun-shining day.
Hmm.
And the island you're looking at, rather than the gloomy island you left, you have this beautiful, like somebody just cranked up the contrast.
Hmm.
All the trees and bushes and these bright-colored birds, and it's this tropical paradise of an island.
Well, we can stay here.
It's much better.
This looks beautiful.
Is there anything anybody would like to specifically know about these surroundings?
Are the other boats that were around us before here as well, or is it just us?
Give me a perception check. As you're coming up, Captain and Laura, Captain and Laura, you both ended up out of the rowboat and in the water. But you're not drowning or anything. You're just no longer in the boat. What'd you roll?
Nat 20.
Oh, excellent. So with that Nat 20, you pop up to the surface and you immediately start trying to take in your surroundings. You get this immediate sense of everything has changed. Like, it just feels different. You can feel this magic in the air. You can feel almost like a tingle, like a static electricity around you. And as the purple mist starts to dissipate around you, you see a stone temple at the top of this island that also has that mist forming around it, and you see another portal at the top. You also see where the other whirlpools had popped up. You have other pirate crews, other rowboats that had been pulled through just like you were. You have experience with a lot of the pirate crews around, so you would recognize that is with a nat 20. You would recognize two of them. One of them is about the same distance from shore as you all are. In fact, we have this handy dandy map here that I'm going to use. And I'm going to use your mini to represent your boat. So you guys end up like back here, just off of this peninsula that's sticking out.
Is that where this temple is?
The temple is like way up.
Off map right now.
Yeah, off map right now. And then right over to your right, you see the Laughing Leviathan crew.
Oh, boy.
You see, it's not the full crew. You can pick out, there's it looks like three or four members on the rowboat. Looks like a couple of them, just like your crew, fell in. And then closer to shore, you see another crew. That their whirlpool popped them out closer to shore. And this one you definitely recognize as the Frostbite Fury. So the Laughing Leviathan, they're a fairly low-ranked crew. And you feel fairly confident that push comes to shove. You guys are probably a stronger crew. But this Frostbite Fury, like, you know that that is a crew that you want to keep your distance from.
Okay.
What you also pick up with that natural 20 is that as soon as the Frostbite Fury popped up so close to shore, they started coming under attack.
Oh, wow.
By something you can't see just inside the tree line on the island.
So I'm guessing on this side, there's no real shore to climb up on. It's all this sandy area.
So it looks like there's some spots where you could probably like scale.
Okay.
These stone walls or these cliffs, they're not super tall. They're like 10, 15 feet. So you could get up them if you wanted to avoid this beach area where the Frostbite Fury landed. And you can see that Laughing Leviathan, they've kind of taken the same idea and they're headed towards this peninsula.
Is the captain swimming okay? I know he's in big armor. I don't think I've ever seen him swim yet, so I'll look over to him and make sure he's not floundering.
Give me an athletics check.
Oh boy, Captain.
Your athletics should be pretty decent.
Yeah. Even
do you have it as a disadvantage, Mr. DM, because of his armor?
No, it's only stealth.
Okay. No,
that's stealth. That's right. You're right.
His strength score is such that his armor doesn't really
affect me.
Him.
Yeah, it's just noisy.
Just for all the listeners, noisy. I just want to say this map is gorgeous that we're looking at. Looks like a Bahamas kind of style like beach.
We're not sponsored by them, but I am a member of their Patreon. It's Chepeku.
Oh, wow.
CZEPEKU. I'd like to give them credit because they make some beautiful fucking maps.
That's cool.
Yeah. That's judging off that one. That was an 11, though.
Okay. With an 11, you're treading water. Yep. Like, you're doing okay. You're keeping your head above water. Laura, you give me an athletics check, and we'll see if you can get your way back up into the boat or if you're treading water like the captain.
It's not great, but I think I actually have a swim speed.
She does have two floating.
Oh, you
devices.
Have a swim speed?
Okay. Let me make sure.
She's very buoyant.
Yes, you do. Yeah. You have a 30-foot swim speed. I have it right in front of me.
She's very buoyant as the captain.
So yeah, you're doing just fine.
If the captain's doing okay, I'll probably make my way to that cliff over there and try to start getting up.
Okay. So
assuming Turner, you said, was still in the boat, right? So
Turner's still in the boat. He's fine. So you see that the other crew, the Laughing Leviathan, they're making their way towards that same peninsula, and their crew, they have one person that's kind of acting as an outboard motor. The rest of the crew has gotten in, and they have one crew member that's pushing the boat to shore, and you can see that they're keeping an eye on you, and they have an archer that's keeping arrows locked on your boat.
Ooh.
Maybe I'll climb in the boat.
Okay, you want to climb in the boat?
If it's nearby.
Yeah. With your swim speed, it'd be easy enough to get up in there.
Could I make it to the boat?
Give me another athletics check. We'll see.
Oh, that's a 16.
16, yeah. You could. So it takes you a minute. You kind of slow things down a bit, but you do make it up into the boat.
Can I paddle closer to them to pull them up and do some sort of check?
So we are going to do 3 athletics checks.
Okay.
And we're going to use those to decide who makes it to shore first.
Okay.
So, numbers-wise,
how many more people? I mean, I don't know if I can see everyone, but about the same size crew? Are they?
We're
4-man in it right now, or 3-man in it right now, but.
They have 5 people
okay.
on their boat. Give me an athletics check.
All right. Big boy.
What is your modifier for athletics?
4.
Okay. Here, let me... I think probably we'll use one of these basic bitches because they would be the one. So they have... Let's see. They have a +4 as well. Okay. So...
Hey...
22, sir.
Ooh, dirty 20. So you get just a little bit ahead of them.
Okay. Do you want to use my little dude?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
Yeah, we'll get there. Give me one more.
Okay. 16.
23.
Oof.
So both of you at this point, you're about 30 feet from shore.
Okay.
Give me one more.
Come on, mama.
10. Get rollies.
Oh.
15.
Natural 20.
Oh.
For a 24.
Shit.
So they get to shore just before you guys. You guys are still about 10, 15 feet off. So the water's shallow enough at this point that you guys could walk in it if you wanted to. And they start kind of booking it through. They are going to take the, they have, let's see. I think one is going to take an attack. Who would be at the head?
I would be.
Okay. So at the captain, they're going to take,
a shot from the bow, you said?
I still have that effect on my armor, too.
Yes, you do. Hand crossbow attacks. They're not at advantage. I'm just rolling both of their attacks at once. That's a natural 1 and a 13. So these two crossbow bolts just go flying past you. And then the one that had the longbow drawn is going to take his 2 attacks. Good gravy. The best is a 14.
Both men.
So they're like running and turning back and firing as they're moving.
Can I order Turner to take a couple shots at him?
Absolutely.
Turner, take a couple shots at him.
I wouldn't mind.
I'll pull it in. Both of you. Laura, fire away.
Is there one guy shooting at us?
Open fire.
There's 2.
Okay.
Do you want the longbow or the crossbow?
I'll go for the longbow.
Okay.
Same.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead. He's the more dangerous. 15.
15 misses.
Fuck.
18 hits.
I'm done with this one. The big guy is not doing me justice.
The big dice never, whenever we choose high or low, it's never the big dice. It always like rolls down the middle.
13 damage.
13 damage. Okay. To the longbow archer.
So like,
and then if
so
you
3 of these.
Yep.
Holy crap.
And then if you mark, if you say, how does that bow work? If you mark the
Yeah.
You have to say it's their sworn enemy.
Yeah. Yep.
And I think it amplifies off Hunter's Mark too.
So whenever you pick a target for that, just call out who they are.
Oh wow, that zooms, dude. That is cool.
Yeah.
Wow, so we'll that's say, cool.
Give me your minis.
Oh. Yep.
We'll say you guys landed right about here. So you see this crew. Three of them, or four of them, are still where you can see them.
Okay.
And they're within close distance. One of them, you're not sure where he went. Okay. Yeah. And they kind of, they're kind of, from what you can tell, it looks like they're trying to move towards the tree line, but keeping a close eye out to see what you guys do. So how would you like to proceed?
So we're on shore now, right? But they're making their way to the tree line.
Yes.
Is there a height advantage anywhere on in front of us?
It's pretty flat. You're okay. On this peninsula that doesn't have... It has, like, some random bushes and stuff like that, but there's not much as far as terrain or anything for another 30 feet past them.
Okay. Should we go... Let's go after them. They attacked first.
Yeah, they shot first at you, Captain, and Laura.
Okay, everybody roll initiative.
It'd be a nat 20 for me, sir. See? That was the big... Switch to the little guy.
Alright, so Turner is definitely...
That's a 3 for me, sir.
Yeah, Tim's gonna last. I'm assuming.
10.
Is it going to be last?
It's a captain's duty to go last.
And then one of them rolled a 19. So.
Do you have some D6s?
Okay, Turner Jack, you see these four out in front of you. How would you like to proceed?
Which one's captain?
The captain will
say... Or do
say,
I not know?
Well, so you could tell, by the way, like he's kind of dressed like your captain. He's
profound.
He's the most flamboyant. Sure. He's got the biggest of hats.
Okay.
With the biggest of feathers.
He's peacocking.
Yeah. It is a peacock feather coming out of his hat.
I'm going to... And he's, like, in the middle, or is he, like,
so he's blocked? He's kind of off. Yeah, okay. There's a guy between you and him.
Okay. So my goal right now is to go after him, but I think I'm going to hit the guy right in front of him.
Okay.
So as far as range goes, like, how close
you're
am I?
Well, like, you're only, like, 10 feet from him.
Okay.
Yeah, you're very close.
Okay. Using my bow is fine. I know that we, in the past, have done...
You're not within melee range?
I guess
so
we have no storm or anything like that.
Melee is 5 feet. Within 5 feet. 5 feet.
Okay,
yep.
Okay, gotcha.
If you're outside 5 feet, you're clear with your bow.
Gotcha. Okay.
Give him the sharpshooter.
No. No, he doesn't have sharpshooter.
Okay. So
not
I'm
that I know of,
so I'm going to pull back and take a shot with my oath bow at him. No. Jesus Christ. 13.
That's going to miss.
Damn. Of course.
It's been a while, Turner.
Yeah,
it's okay.
I'm a little rusty, Captain. I'm sorry.
It's not like when you fought the spiders.
So what I'll do is my... I have 2 attacks, yeah?
Yep.
So I can do a second one.
Yep.
For my action, can I... God, I'm thinking on my iPad. Sorry. Action, I'm going to Hunter's Mark this bastard right in front of me.
Okay.
So I will use that. Sorry, my eyes are so fricked.
Did you say fricked?
Fricked, dude.
So fricked.
Because
so
it's funnier.
That's freaking crazy.
Dude, natural one. For yeah, that ain't hitting shit. Captain, I'm real sorry. I'm
you're
really
a
rusty,
aren't you?
Oh, that's right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You roll your one, man.
Woo-hoo. Roll that B.
I'm a little guy.
A little better.
Fucking cool. 15.
15?
Yes.
15 just hits.
Damn. Meets it, beats it.
Yeah.
Damn. Halfling courage right there. All right. So now.
Here, I'm going to flip these two minis to keep them straight. The one that has the big like thing sticking out of his
that'll
back, that's the captain.
Okay.
That'll make it easier to keep track of.
That would be 13 damage.
You have your hunter's mark. You're in.
Yep. So I have a bunch. Yeah, 13 plus.
Plus your 3d6 plus your hunter's mark. So 4d6.
Yeah. I need one more.
Just grab this one.
Yeah. A lot of d6s out here.
Oh, that's a weird one to read. What are you?
12. That's a lot of damage.
25
damage. That's a big old.
Okay.
I got scared there, Captain. I missed the first one, but I got the second one.
That's all that matters.
You got the shit out of that second one. Holy crap. All right. That brings us to Viper.
Ooh.
So as you guys are moved up onto this peninsula from... There's like these cliffs hanging off the side and coming off, you could popping up from off the cliff like he was hanging off the side of it. Pops up this guy, Viper, right in front of the captain. And he is going to take his, He's going to take his three melee attacks at advantage because he's... Because you didn't know he was there.
Surprise.
Oh my god! First one misses. Second one is going to hit for a 21.
Hits.
Okay. You take 7 plus 14. So 21 damage.
Oh damn. My god.
14 of that is sneak attack. And then... Oh, that one was cocked. Oh, I don't know why I rerolled both of them. So 20?
Hits.
Yeah, that hits your new. That one's just going to be for 7. And then with his bonus action...
Oh, my God.
With his bonus action, he is going to disengage and start moving towards the cliffs.
Jeez. It's really like socked in the sack, Captain.
Yeah, that hurt.
That's how you play a rogue. next up is this guy's turn. He's the one with the longbow that you guys took a chunk out of.
Oh, nice.
He is going to take... I would say he's probably going to target Turner. He has 2 longbow attacks.
Mm.
The first is going to be a 20 to hit.
Yep.
Okay, you take 8 damage. And this one is only an 11 to hit, so that one's not going to hit.
Okay.
Laura. And then with their movement, they are also going to move towards the cliffs, and this is about another 10, 15 feet. So I'm going to make an acrobatics check to see if he can basically scale up this cliffside. Oh. 11. What's your acrobatics? I bet it's pretty good. Yeah, with a 19, he's able to scale up this.
Hmm.
And that's going to give him a nice perch.
Damn.
Where he has a good
view of the battle.
View of everybody. And then this guy's still at the bottom. Laura.
I'm going to fire again at the longbow guy.
Okay.
14.
14 does not hit.
Okay. Let's see what I got.
Do you have that, like, flash of genius? Or that's just for skill checks, I think.
Yeah, I don't get that. Yeah. Yet. I think that's at level 7.
Also. Oh, okay. And you only get one attack, don't you?
I think that'll be my turn.
Okay. Do you have your little contraption?
Yeah, I was going to see. I think that's...
Isn't it a bonus action to summon?
I think it's a bonus action to use it in a... Let me see here.
Well, you figure that
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I'll look it up, and then whenever, if it's a bonus action, I'm going to deploy it.
Okay. Yeah, whenever you figure out yes or no, we can just jump back to it.
It's an action.
Oh, okay. Okay. That brings us to Bandit 1, who is the one that that Turner was attacking. He's going to move up and take his two attacks on Turner. That is going to be a 23 for 6 damage, Turner.
Yep, that hits.
And then a 24 for 6 damage.
Yep.
And he's right up in your face.
Ooh.
Scary. He's in real rough shape, though. like you with that just one hit, like, you know that you fucked him up real bad.
Was he, like, limping at me?
Like,
when he
that
hit me?
5 feet that he had to move to get into melee with you.
Yeah.
Was rough. Bandit 2, he's right in front of you, Captain. So he's going to step up and try to hit you. That's going to be a 22 to hit.
That hits.
6 damage.
Not looking pretty.
And then a 21 to hit.
Yep.
For another 6.
Oh my god.
This is getting rough already.
The captain's not looking very good.
Well, fortunately, I didn't give any of these guys a whole lot of hit points because I knew I originally designed this for, like, the full crew.
Yeah.
And so I just dropped their hit points way down. Captain, you're up.
I am, first off, with my action, going to use Lay on Hands.
That's a good idea.
All 25 in line.
Okay.
Damn.
Good.
That's, unfortunately, is an action. And then, as my bonus action...
Is it bonus action to do it to yourself? Or am I thinking of a different...
No, edition? You're thinking okay. of a different...
I need to read this because I haven't used it before. I'm sorry, I'm reading this spell.
You're good. Is it a bonus action spell?
It is.
Excellent.
Okay, I'm going to do Spiritual Weapon as my bonus damage.
Ooh.
So I conjure it.
Oh, that's one of the best fucking spells.
And I'm going to take...
Here, let's get...
It's basically a fourth party member.
Oh, it's like an actual...
It's
like
a weapon that attacks on its own once it's summoned.
Oh, really?
It's a spectral weapon that's yep. non-concentration.
But I'm going to place it in between...
Like here?
Nope, in between these two.
Oh, okay.
Like okay. there.
It doesn't do 25 damage in a hit. Still does some damage.
And I'm going to have it attack... So just, hang on, this is, again, first time reading this spell, so.
Yeah.
Okay, when you cast this spell, you can make a melee spell attack against a creature within 5 feet of the weapon. Hit. And then attack the guy that's in front of, I'm going to take the guy that's out in front of Turner first.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, he's knocking on death's door.
That is 23 to hit.
That super hits.
And.
Super.
Ooh, good roll on 8. That is 8 damage.
Tell me, what does your spiritual weapon look like?
So it looks like, ooh, this is a good one.
It can look like literally anything.
So this looks like a pirate's saber. It looks very... and at the end, there's a little tassel with a charm of dash on the tassel. But it's just a radiant gold saber and just cleaves.
So you guys see this spectral saber. It almost like builds from mist from the bottom up, and it's this glowing golden saber rising up from the ground. And you see it as soon as this spectral form appears, it just slashes across this dude, this like half-orc. And you don't, like, it's spectral, so it doesn't like make a cut through it, but you can see it go through, and then blood just starts coming up out of his mouth, and he collapses at Turner's feet.
And that is my turn.
Excellent.
What a move, Captain. What a move.
So, seeing this display... their captain is next, and he is going to... I just rolled a 20-something. What is his... I'm sure he has... I just rolled a 24 athletics, so he's going to turn and run to this cliffside and scale up it to be next to his archer. And you can see, like, he's not even turning back to look at you guys. He's just like... I'm the fuck out.
Getting out of here. Yeah.
And he yells out, "Come on, boys, let's get to that fucking portal."
Wait, there's a portal?
Somebody didn't share information.
I imagine I would have said something on the boat, but...
Okay. Well, you could say something now.
Yeah, there's a portal up by this temple on the top of the hill.
Oh, okay. So that's the day. That's our heading.
Turner, you're up.
Okay.
There is nobody within 5 feet of you, so you are clear.
Okay, I'm taking a shot at the longbow boy.
Okay.
23 to hit.
23 definitely hits.
Okay. Jesus, another big boy here. 27 damage.
Holy shit.
Wow. So,
roll your second shot. He's not dead.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Captain killed.
Yes.
Killed in my hunter's mark. Moved to the longbow.
We'll spend your bonus. You spent your bonus action.
Yeah.
You moved hunter's mark. You're good.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Been a hot minute. Say that again.
Go ahead and take your second shot.
Oh, yeah, my second shot.
He's still up. He's in bad shape, but he's still up.
26 to hit.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Wow.
You've rolled an 8 on that every time.
Every single time is an 8.
He's rolled an 8 twice on that.
6, 7, 11, 24 damage.
Oh, God. So Jesus. You guys see Turner just...
And you just
pulling back. And thump, thump, like he already had the second arrow like in his hand ready, and it's almost like one movement. He just rips these two arrows out. And the first one hits. The second one goes right through the first one, and you see it plug into the tree behind him as this guy falls forward and collapses at the bottom of the cliff.
Damn. And in that moment... I turn and, like, as it's like releasing the bow, and Turner looks and just whispers, "Thanks, Oathbow." And then just, and that's it. So, and I'm just happy. I did it again, Captain.
Wow, that bow is wonders on you.
No shit. Oathbows are rowdy.
I love Oathbows.
Archer is dead, so let me knock him off the top list. Laura, you're up. So you have this guy that ran towards the cliff, and this guy in front of the captain, and then you have their captain up on the cliff.
After healing, do you look like you're pretty sturdy now, or are you still hurting a little bit?
I can make it.
Okay. I'm going to... Has anyone else been hit yet? I don't think we've hit.
Me.
20. No, like enemies.
Oh, sorry.
No, the rest of them are untouched.
Okay. I'm going to use my action to, just in case it gets wild again, I'm going to bring out my little guardian and
okay.
hand it to my homunculus and have him just hover above us.
Okay. So just this
like a little helicopter
yeah.
or something?
Yeah.
It's like, isn't it a mechanical bird?
Mm-hmm.
So okay. just this mechanical bird just flapping away, holding this little...
And then I'll use my bonus action to do the temporary hit point.
All right, roll them temp.
It's a dude. Yeah, D8 plus 5. So 9 temporary points for...
All right.
Oh, is that for everyone?
Yep.
As long as you're within 10 feet. Well,
which everybody
you get
is.
It, if you move away, you'll still have it, but to get it refreshed, you have to be within 10 feet.
9, right?
But we're all there right now, yeah.
Okay.
And then I'll move.
You don't heal that much. Add it to your temporary hit
yep,
points.
Yep, I saw that.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe move me up towards the cliffs.
Okay. Let's see. You have 30 feet?
Yeah.
Let's see. We'll go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You can get right to the base
okay,
of the cliff.
Perfect.
Do you want to be closer or further away from Mr. Rogue Boy?
Viper.
I'm fine right there.
Okay. Yeah, you got about 10
and you
feet.
Just turn a spit on the body.
Fuck you!
And that'll be my turn.
Bandit 2! Gonna take his two attacks at the Capitan. There's gonna be a 21 to hit.
Hits.
6 damage. And an 11 to hit.
Miss.
For no damage. So he's got this just hand axe, and he's trying to swing it at you. The first one kind of cleaves into this exposed side, but the second one just deflects right off your sword. You deftly parry it away.
So to get the temporary hit points, now that he's moved far away from us, we still have them, but if we want to refresh, we have to get closer.
Yeah.
Is that
yes.
correct?
Okay. Captain.
I'm going to take 2 swings at the guy in front of me.
I assumed.
(laughs) 15 and a 22.
15 just hits.
Yes.
And 22 doesn't hit.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That math checks out.
Sorry about it.
Yeah. Uh huh.
It's like golf, you want the lower score.
Yeah.
Wow. I rolled 2 ones for damage.
That's painful.
No, Captain.
Yeah, 7.
That's for your first attack?
That's for the total.
There's no way you have 7 total damage.
Yeah.
You have your modifier.
Which is plus 5.
Yeah, so you have 10 baseline. Plus whatever.
Oh,
roll.
That's right. Yeah. So
12.
So 10. So 12.
Okay. 12 damage.
Can't math today.
You heard it, but not as much as you would hope.
And then my spiritual weapon will take a swing at him as well.
Oh, there you go. I didn't realize there was a paladin subclass that got spiritual
weapon.
Yeah,
I was thinking that too. That's cool, though.
It is cool. Usually it's just clerics. Mm.
That's
why clerics.
It
are
seems like a paladin-y spell, though.
It does.
Yeah, for sure.
I have to look up that modifier.
I think it uses your casting modifier, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's just your spell attack roll.
Okay, so 15.
15 hits, just hit.
5 plus. I think it's.
3 for your... Cause
yep, 3, and then... So, 8 damage.
8 damage. Do you have that charisma up?
Yes.
He's looking right fucked up, but still standing.
And that is my... Can I... So, on the bonus action, correct me if I'm wrong with this. Do I have to... It says that on the bonus action you can move it.
Mm-hmm.
Can I move it to the like here?
Yeah,
it's still within 5 feet, but
yeah.
Also, yeah, okay,
yeah, right there, no problem.
Perfect. Yeah, that's it.
And you want to stay put?
Yeah, I'll just stay put.
Okay. Would you like to pivot around so that you don't leave as melee, so you don't get an opportunity attack, but you can move a little closer to the cliffs?
Yeah, do that.
Okay.
And yeah, that's it.
All right. Their captain is just going to run. Captain Bolts.
What a brave captain.
No, he's not. There's a reason they're a low-ranking captain. They're a low-ranking crew. And he just said, fuck you guys.
I should have used that.
I skipped Viper on the last turn. So he's going to take his turn now.
Sure.
Laura. but he doesn't have any allies close by, so he's not going to get sneak attack.
It's fine with me. I can see him. He's right there.
but he is... He's going to start by using his movement. Yeah. Next. What's his next? Oh, yeah. So with his movement, he's able to scale this cliff face. And as he's climbing, he's just like reaching down. He's just like pointing down and taking shots with his hand crossbow. And it's this really cool hand crossbow. It's got like a barrel on it that rotates, so it's a repeating crossbow. And he's going to take 3 attacks at you.
Oh, boy.
That one's a miss. That one is, what, a 17? 18. No? Well, fuck you. He was climbing while shooting, okay?
He was busy.
Yeah. He was, they were just pot shots.
Yeah.
Fucking Viper. Fuck you, Viper.
Viper tried.
Laura, go ahead.
Well, since he shot at me, I'm going to shoot at him.
Okay. Wouldn't it go back to top order?
Oh, yes. My bad. Turner, yeah. Go ahead.
I was just waiting for,
nope,
for
you're
you.
Good.
I was like, wait, what?
Like,
by all means,
sec.
Call me out.
So Turner Jack's going to get pissed because that bastard shot his crossbow at Laura.
Okay.
So I'm going to move to like the edge of the cliffside here. Like over here, so
over
I have a better
here
clear.
Where you got a good view on
yep.
it.
Yep. Okay. And then I'm going to take my shot right okay. at his fucking face. In my hunter's mark, moved to him.
Okay.
Now, so.
Okay. Good call.
Nope. First one's to 12.
Does not hit.
Okay. 18.
18 does hit.
Okay.
God, that plus 10 is so nice.
Finally.
It almost looks like an 8.
Yeah.
It's half of 8.
It's half of an 8.
sorry. Brain farted there for a second.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Fucking ones.
Sorry, my brain is fried right now. 10, 11, 19 damage.
19? Damn.
Only 19.
Only 19. Oof. So I pull back my oath bow and just let it go.
All right. And you missed your first shot, right?
Missed.
Okay. Anything for a bonus action?
Moving his hunter's mark.
Oh, yep. You're right.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I moved it already.
It's back to Viper since I skipped him last time. He would recognize you as the captain because of your ostentatious dress.
Yep.
He's going to take 3 shots at you with his crossbow. That is a
yes.
20 a lot to hit.
That hits.
Okay, so that's going to be 21 damage.
Ooh,
with his sneak attack. And then that one's going to miss. And that one's going to hit. 4-7.
Oofta.
Hang on a sec. I gotta do my...
Are you unconscious?
I am. I'm down.
Oh, no. Captain hits the ground.
Can he still control the spectral weapon unconscious?
No.
No.
It goes away.
Oh, really? Oh,
mm-hmm.
Shit.
No, it's not concentration.
No, that's right.
It yeah. only goes away if you die.
Oh, okay.
If I remember correctly. But that's how we're gonna fucking play it.
Perfect.
If Dan... has a different opinion, it's his campaign.
Yep.
So his rule goes, but for today, it stays. Laura, did you crack into your temporary hit points? Okay. I wanted to make sure.
Yep. Only at 27.
I'm going to shoot at the Viper guy again. He's the biggest threat.
Okay.
That's a 20 to hit.
20 hits, yeah.
Yeah. 16 damage.
16 damage. Okay.
Do you only get one shot?
Yeah. It's a cantrip. So.
Oh.
I'm not a martial class.
And that was how much damage? Sorry.
16. Actually, I'm going to make sure I'm having the right modifier.
Okay. That brings us to...
Oh, and then bonus action. Every hit points for
okay.
Anyone who's eligible.
I think it's just you two.
That'll be 12.
Okay. God damn it, I keep touching my screen. 12. Nice.
Bandit 2. Right next to... Let's see. He's in a bad place. He is going to run up behind Laura.
Before you continue, Mr. DM, did Luke or Captain forget to use your spectral weapon on your turn?
It hasn't hit my turn yet.
It hasn't hit his turn yet.
Oh, that's right.
I'm like dead.
Oh, yeah, you're
I'm last.
Last
in the order.
I forgot, yeah. Gonna take his... He's going to step over the captain right Weep. Behind Laura and take his attacks. Boy, that thing went through a journey. For a 22.
That'll hit.
You take 6 damage.
Okay.
And a 24 for another 6.
Nope, that doesn't hit.
So that just got rid of your temporary yep. hit points, you fucker. Captain?
Were we supposed to be adding together both?
No, every groups? Time you add them, it replaces the old version.
That's what I thought.
So okay. If I would have rolled lower, you would have actually had less.
Okay.
Luckily, I rolled higher.
So everybody yeah, knows I just rolled a death saving throw for the captain.
Okay.
He does not know what it was.
Oh.
Do an over-under on bets here?
Captain 2, their captain, is just going to keep booking.
Yeah, we can't even see him anymore.
No, he's gone.
He's in the trees.
He's off the field.
My spiritual weapon, though, does get an attack.
Not if you're down.
How old is that?
Because you can't control it if you're unconscious.
You're just hovering there.
Yeah. Turner.
Okay.
Also, I am not an artificer with heals. Just putting that out there, so I cannot do anything besides grant temporary hit points. Which does nothing when you're on
you
the
floor. Can do medicine checks to stabilize it.
That's
least.
True.
I don't want somebody to die on my one shot.
That would not go over well.
Yeah. I had this brief instance like, would this guy attack a downed enemy?
So I'm going to run over to the captain. Captain, no! And, like, caress him. Just hold
ever
him,
so
like,
gently.
Ever so gently, like, rub his head. And I'm going to cast Cure Wounds on
nice.
Him.
Nice. Hell yeah.
Fuck.
Can't roll an 8 now?
Yeah. 5 HP.
Hey, 5 is better than nothing, because he rolled a 1 on his death saving throw. Ooh. So
oh.
He was down 2 death saving throws.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That would have been... What would Dash have done? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I was going to at least wait 2 rounds before I tried to go over there, so I'm glad that happened.
Have you seen the movie King Kong?
So, as I use this spell, would that just be one of my 2 actions then?
Yeah, that is your action. You still okay. have your bonus action.
Okay. But I can't attack, though, anymore.
No,
when you use your attack action, you just get 2 attacks. It's still 1 action.
Yeah. Makes sense. Makes sense. Okay. So, I guess my bonus action is... Yeah, because Viper already has my Hunter's Mark.
Yep.
So, that's all I got there for the old captain.
Okay. That brings us to Viper.
You put me
No, I won't put you back up until you use half your movement to stand.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, fine. Be that way.
Viper is going to take three attacks at Laura. Fuck. 17 does not hit, correct? I think I'm getting his modifier right. Oh, 18 does not hit, correct? Natural one. Okay, that one hits!
So excited to kill Laura.
And you are within range for sneak attack, so you take 21 damage.
Oof.
Ouchies.
Glad so it's not I want you Vipers. Guys to win, but I still want to have my fun.
Not even 5 minutes into this island, and we're getting fucked over here.
And then Viper is going to turn and chase after his captain. With a bonus action dash, he is gone.
Goddamn.
Jeez, left the one dude back here.
Sacrifice.
Pirates. Real pirates.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay. Laura. What are you going to do?
How high is the cliff to climb?
It's like 10, 15 feet, depending on where
you
go.
So I could get one move action if I succeed. I'll try to climb up.
Okay. Give me athletics or acrobatics.
I do not make it.
Is that a one?
Yeah, it is.
Most excellent. So you get like halfway up, and you get a little
breasts
cocky.
Are in the way.
You get a little cocky, and yeah, your boob hits something, and it flicks your nipple a little bit, and it kind of hurts. So you fall backwards and fall prone.
Oh, great.
And you take... Roll me a d6.
Oh, I rolled max on that.
Ooh, 6 falling damage.
Oh, shit. That's bad luck. God damn it.
All right.
So is that all my movement then?
That's all your movement. Anything for an action?
Can I shoot a cantrip while prone?
Yeah, you have disadvantage, but you
That's
can.
That's fine. Better than doing nothing.
Yeah. I'm guessing you're aiming it at Bandit 2?
Yeah.
Okay.
15?
15 just hits.
All right.
That dude has like no life left too.
10 damage.
So you guys see Laura trying to climb up this wall, and you hear, ow! And as soon as she falls, her gun goes off and just blasts a hole through this guy's head. And Bandit 2 goes down. Oh, you are out of initiative.
Damn.
Well, good job there, Laura. Thanks for the assist there, Turner.
You're welcome, Captain. Anything for you.
Felt like I was on death's door.
Looked pretty rough there for a minute.
Just a little.
These fuckers got anything good on them?
So you have three that you can pick through. You can give me an investigation check.
I'm going to investigate with her.
Okay. So one of you can roll with advantage, or you can both roll.
Roll with advantage. I've been rolling like crap.
Yeah, he's intelligent based,
20.
Too.
With a plus 8, so.
All right. Let me see what these... I mean, they're pretty basic bitches, but we'll get you something. Let's see. You,
not to sound cocky, but I didn't even roll the second time. So.
Between them, you get 120 gold. You get some basic weapons.
Put it in the captain's stash.
There you go.
Damn.
You get a couple daggers, a couple scimitars, pretty basic stuff. They don't have anything real special on them.
No vorpal sword or anything. Come on, now's the time.
And you do find a nice longbow. Looks to be in good shape, but there again, nothing. It's not an oath bow.
Okay.
So nothing too special there. Yeah.
Do we want to give chase or take a little rest?
I could use a short rest.
I think we all took a little damage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to... I will allow you to slowly move up if you guys want to continue moving up the island. Because you do see that... I tell you what. Just, you guys would have a sense of urgency watching these other crews racing up this island. So we'll also say you find 3 greater healing potions.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
I'll slip one down.
Okay.
I forget how much a greater healing potion.
I think it's 4d4 plus 4.
I'll look here. Greater, you said?
Yeah. Yeah, each of the 3 bodies had 1 greater healing potion.
4d4.
Yeah.
I will definitely take one of those
as well. Is it plus 4 or is there a bonus?
Yeah, 4d4 plus 4.
Yeah. It's always, so with healing potions, it's always plus the number of d4s it is. I don't think Turner even needs to use one.
Yeah, I do. I took 20 damage.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
9.
I don't have 4 d4s though, boys.
Here's one.
All you got is 9?
Yeah. 4, yeah. 2, 2, and 1.
I rolled the 10.
Oh, plus the 2, plus 4.
Plus 4. Yeah.
So 13.
Good enough.
Okay.
12.
Nice.
That's pretty good. All right, Do our temp hit points disappear?
Okay.
No. Let's.
Okay, cool.
You might, and actually, you could do a round of 10. Since it's up, you might as well.
12 hit. 12 temp for everyone. No, 10.
10?
Okay. 10 temp for everybody.
And you were, as we're moving, we're doing a short rest? Or no?
I tell you what. While you're moving, I will allow you to use 2 if you're not like in a dead sprint for the first bit. I will let you use 2 hit dice. If you guys want to stop and take a full long rest, you can.
Nah, let's keep going.
I don't know.
We'll do the sprint for the.
Okay.
So we can use 2 hit die?
Yep. So you guys start slowly working your way up these cliffs, and at this starting point, you're taking it easy because you're kind of hurt, and also you got to keep an eye out for the captain and Viper that you don't know where they are.
Mm-hmm.
As you move away from the beach and away from these cliffs, the forest starts getting real thick. Like, it blots out the sun, just total canopy cover in here. And looking around, you see all these weird mushrooms growing out of the base of the trees. And you see these strange little, they look like little chipmunks, but they're like bright green and purple. And you see all this strange flora and fauna of these wild colors that you've never seen these animals in. A fox goes by with like 4 tails and it's like bright pink. And what's everybody's passive perception? Yours is pretty high, isn't
9.
it?
9.
15.
But your passive perception, I think, is 19.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. 19, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
14.
So with your passive perception of 19, you see like a little bit of movement just up in like the canopy. You see what looks like these just little tiny creatures just like hopping from branch to branch all up above you.
Real quick, can we backtrack? How close did that fox get?
It was right at the edge of kind of where you guys could see in this, like, as you walked up to the tree line. You see this fox kind of wander past, and then as soon as it spots you, it like scurries back into the bushes.
Damn, I was gonna try to catch it.
It was a little too far off.
These creatures, are they? Can we make out what they are? Or are they just kind of like little shadows in the trees?
Oh, the ones up in the trees.
Yeah.
Give me a perception check. I would imagine Turner would tell you guys about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's 15.
15, you see the same thing he does. It's just, you just see these little, they almost look slightly humanoid.
Mm.
just kind of bouncing from branch to branch.
I'll just keep an eye on him as we kind of are still walking.
Okay. You guys walk for a ways, and you hear from up in the branches,
"You there! Halt! Go no further! You are not welcome here!"
Well, we have no choice here. We kind of are here.
Captain, what are those things? Did you see them?
Yeah.
You guys don't see shit. Like, this voice is just, like, echoing through the trees and coming out of nowhere.
Where are you?
That is for me to know and you to not find out. If you take one step closer, we shall open fire.
Captain, this sounds pretty serious.
Well, we need to get up to the temple. Are we trespassing?
What business have you at the temple?
All I heard was there was a teleport thing out there. I don't know where we are.
It's called a portal, Captain.
A portal.
You wish to use the sacred portal?
If you permit us, yes.
If you survive?
Survive what?
Us! Open fire!
Oh, shit.
You see just dozens of these little, like, toothpicks flying out of the trees. And you take 2 damage. As in the exposed areas of your armor, these little toothpicks just embed themselves like acupuncture needles into your skin.
Are you afraid?
Laura's going to roll her eyes and do the temporary hit points again.
Not after that. No.
12 temp for everyone.
12.
Very well. You seem to be worthy foes. You may proceed.
Wow.
Excellent.
But we will be watching you.
And then Turner, since he's so small, like those are, even though they're a little toothpick size, they think they're a little bit bigger. So he's like, "Ow, Captain,
what the hell is this? Like crossbow bolts.
Yeah. It's like, what the hell are these things?
I needed one of these.
Picking your teeth.
And as you walk forward, this branch starts lowering down in front of you. And walking out, arms to his side, chest out, you see this little pixie.
Hmm.
He's about 5 inches tall, just strutting out onto the branch. You there! You look like a man of honor!
I am.
What brings you to our home?
Well, we kind of got sucked through a whirlpool, and we popped up here on this island.
Likely story!
It is very likely.
Because it's true.
This seems tricksy!
Trixie?
Trixie!
No tricks here, good sir.
You came for all of our riches.
Riches? What riches? No,
I
we're
didn't
trying-
say riches. We don't have riches. I didn't say we had riches.
Captain, I'm pretty sure I heard him say he has some riches.
I think you're right.
Of course we don't have riches. We are pixies. We have no use for riches.
Well, I'll tell you what. You let us use that portal, we'll leave your riches alone.
We just want to get out of here. We don't know how we got here.
Roll a persuasion check.
Persuasion, huh? That is a 19.
You see...
Excuse me a moment!
And he, like, walks back up the branch. And he's, like, making direct eye contact with you the whole... And he, like, stumbles a little bit walking up this branch. And he comes back a moment later.
I have chosen to believe you.
Excellent.
I believe you are a victim of the satyr's tricks.
Yes, that's what it is, yeah.
Yes, the satyrs are playing tricks again. Bringing people to our island.
Yeah.
They use purple mist.
You have seen the purple mist.
That's how we got here.
Yeah.
The satyrs love their purple mist. It is for sure a trick of the tricksy satyrs.
Little pixie man, what is a...
Excuse me, I am Bartleby the Third.
What's a Barnaby?
Bartleby.
What's a pixie?
Me.
Oh, are you by yourself?
No, I could not shoot near that many arrows by myself.
Oh, Captain, I think he has an army.
I do. I have an army at my back.
On your back?
At my back.
Oh, at your back. Okay.
Well, you have a hearing problem, young man.
What did you say your name was again? I didn't quite catch
Bartleby it. Bartleby the Third.
Good Bartleby the Third. Would you mind letting us, or showing us the way to the sacred temple?
Will you get rid of the tricksy satyrs?
We can, if, yeah.
Or those two hoodlums that came in before you?
Oh, I'd love to take out those hoodlums.
You have a deal.
Excellent. Show us the way, good sir.
Follow me. And he steps out off of the branch. And just as he's about to hit the ground, these little wings just pop out. And he starts just hovering above the ground. He doesn't actually touch, but he still, like, marches.
I'm going to send my little flying bird to fly next to him.
What a plain-looking creature.
He's not as marvelous as you are.
Yes, that's...
Barnaby.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
Captain, have you ever seen one of these things before?
I haven't, no. Barnaby, where are we?
Why, you do not recognize the Feywild?
I have never been here before, no.
This is the world of the Fey.
But my friend Dash, he's a monkey. He talks.
A talking monkey?
A talking monkey?
Such a thing does not exist.
I almost slipped into this.
Oh, it exists.
Some Arkfey turned him into it years ago.
Archfey or Trixie?
It sounds like a lot of tricksy things around here.
It is the Feywild. It is the tricksiest of
So how could
places.
We believe you?
Because I am Bartleby the Third. I am the most honorable
trickster.
How dare you, sir? And he takes off his gauntlet and he slaps your foot. Excuse me, madam.
Don't do that. I'll kind of
like
kick a couple rocks.
You besmirch my honor. You kick her?
Well, just like not her, but like kick at her.
Or kick him?
Yeah.
Give me an attack roll. Unarmed strike.
Sixteen?
Nah! You accosted me!
Well...
There will be a price to be paid!
You struck first.
Fair is fair.
What happened to the first Barnaby and the second? Why are you third?
And he lowers his head.
They have passed on.
My condolences.
Thank you. I like you.
Damn it, I keep switching into Dash.
I like you. That is a honorable man.
He is.
Unlike you two hoodlums.
We're just curious. Never seen a Trixie before. I mean, a pixie.
How dare you?
You said everything is tricksy.
Out of respect for the gentleman, we shall proceed.
Excellent. I apologize for me crew.
Me crew?
My crew.
I think you have a hearing problem, little pixie.
Apology accepted.
Oh, thank you.
We shall carry on.
You gave us your name, so I'll give us yours. I am Captain Lavarius.
Captain, that makes perfect sense. You have the honor of a captain.
Well, thank you. And I'm kind of, like, blushing at this point. This is one of my mates, Laura.
You have many mates.
And my mate, Turner.
Hello, I'm Turner.
There's a lot of mating going on.
We're not.
Hopefully not.
We're not Trixie.
Please, the friend,
mates in our world mean friends, good friends.
That's silly.
What would you call friends around here?
We call them friends.
Fair enough.
I call my mate. Actually, I call her wife.
Oh, you're married.
Of course I am, a man of honor.
All right, let's get on with it.
I shall take you the path of the two hoodlums.
Yes, let's track those
hoodlums. And he kind of hovers up to about your height so that he's like eye to eye with the captain. And just like, he's in the air, but he's still like marching along, just going through the motions. And you see, whenever he gets up this high, he's got like this beautiful rapier to his side, and he's very ornately dressed, like dressed like a proper general, and marching along. He's,
when you get to the top, you may see some of these tricksy satyrs. They are not to be trusted. They are a violent group.
Noted. They're violent or tricksy? Are they both tricksy too?
Violent, tricksy. Their tricks are very violent.
Are you going to help us fight them if it comes to that?
No.
Okay.
Because that's how Bartleby the First and Second passed.
Aren't you our guide in this, what did you call it? The Feywild?
Yes, the Feywild.
Captain, you've been here before?
I haven't, but Dash is from here.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. This is where Dash came from.
Laura, have you been to the Feywild?
Never been to the Feywild.
Hmm. Have you heard of it before?
I don't think so.
Oh. It is a wondrous place.
Is that where you said the purple mist came from, the Trixies?
The tricksy satyrs.
Oh, tricksy
satyrs. Well, and many other tricksy things here. There's much tricks going on in the Feywild.
Captain, let's go get these sons of bitches that ran through here.
Let's do it.
And he starts picking up the pace and going through. And because of your excellent persuasion roll, he starts leading you through. And he's,
don't touch that. Oh, don't touch that. Stay away from there. That will bite you.
Is everything in here designed to kill you?
Yes.
But it looks so pretty.
That's the tricksy part.
Ah.
And then as you're pointing that out, my curiosity of my young mind just like looks over and touches it anyways. Touches one of the plants.
Give me a constitution saving throw. And so you two kind of keep moving on. You're talking with Bartleby the Third. And you kind of hang back a little bit to play with this. It's this beautiful flower. Mm. I mean, it's just like it as soon as you get up close to it, it like spreads its petals open. Mm. And it's just the most beautiful thing you've ever seen. Mm. Give me a constitution saving throw.
So how does out of game inspiration, because I mean I have inspiration.
So that would have expired because that's only good for that's that true. Session.
Okay, cool. That's what I thought. So, and then do I have a modifier with that?
Your con saving throw.
15.
So you, As soon as you touch this thing, you get up close and you're giving it a little whiff.
Just this smile on my face.
And it just goes,
oh shit.
And this like powder just goes right in your face. And you like and you get your bearings and everything just starts like moving a little.
Mm. Okay. Captain.
And this you see this beautiful, it comes down next to you and it sits on your shoulder. Just this incredible looking spider. Like it's and you look over and it says, "Hello."
Whoa, hi. You're cute.
I do what I can.
Wow, you're so fluffy.
Can I come along with you?
Oh my gosh, yes. I love animals.
Can I just crawl in your little hood here?
Yes, absolutely.
And it like scurries down and it curls up at the back of your neck, like right inside your hood. It's just like whispering in your ear. Where are we going?
Following this pixie guy.
Oh, the pixies. Yeah. The pixies, they can't be trusted. They're very sneaky.
Oh. Okay.
But you can trust me, I promise.
Okay. I do. I trust you. You're so cute.
Oh, thank you.
So for the listeners at home, Matt's face is incredible. So
I very much missed DMing fantasy. Because you can get so weird in fantasy.
Well, especially here.
Yeah, especially in the Feywild.
Yeah. So I like just like reach back and I'm just like patting its little what do you call a spider's butt? Like the
abdomen.
Abdomen, yeah.
Now, let's keep me a little secret.
Okay.
Don't tell your friends.
All right, no problem. What's going on with me? It's like a little dizzy.
Oh, it's just, you're seeing the true beauty of the Feywild.
Wow, it is beautiful.
Yes.
I should tell the captain about this.
Everything is perfectly fine.
Do you think I should tell the captain? You're so cute.
No. It's just me and you.
Oh, okay.
Just me and you.
Okay. All right.
Turner, hurry up.
Oh, sorry. I'm coming.
And so you rush up and you catch up to the captain and Laura. And you're like it's like this place was already like crazy colorful. And now it's like all the colors are amplified and just like it's almost overwhelming. Just the greenest greens and these bright purples and magenta and teal and all these things just everywhere you look, there's colors of the spectrum you didn't know existed. And you move your way.
I'm not sure.
You're all moving your way up, and you start hearing Turner. You start hearing like rustling in the bushes around you, and you hear you hear just off to the side, you hear like a hoof clop. I made the motions like a coconut.
Like in that one movie.
I didn't even, for some reason, whenever I think of a horse sound, I think of the coconut. Can't help it.
Oh, and Monty Python, what have you done to our generation?
You hear a clop. Just kind of, you're on this kind of rough patch or this rough path, and just off the path you hear this clopping sound.
Oh, what is that? Captain, did you hear it?
Hear what, Donna?
I heard like a hoof sound.
Did you say a hoof?
A hoof, yeah. What is that?
Shh. That is the Trixie Satyrs. They're here.
Should we go quiet and walk or keep walking?
We could try. We could try to be very sneaky. Are you very sneaky?
I'm very sneaky. Look at me. I'm barely bigger than you.
Oh, very good. Okay.
Captain, do you want me to go ahead and look? Because I can fit through the bushes really easy.
Yes, Turner, why don't you go?
Barnabas, should I go through the bushes?
Bartleby.
Bartleby. I can't get your goddamn name right. Should I go, or should I stay with you?
Stay. Well, I don't know. You're so big, I don't know how you would hide.
I'm little.
Everybody give me a stealth check. I'll roll for Bartleby the third.
26.
Really?
Oh, no.
26.
4.
6.
So Bartleby's going and he's... And as he's flying, Bartleby rolled a little better than you guys. And he hears the clank of his armor like hits against Laura's sword or gun on her side, and he's jigs up. And you guys see coming out of the bushes on both sides of you these it looks like just a man's torso, like a hairy man. Both of them have like man buns. And you see them, they pop up and they're looking at you, and then they reach down, pick up a bow, and
oh,
pull back.
Shit.
And Bobby's, well, run!
All right, run it is. We keep
run,
we start
Captain.
Running.
That is going to be to hit Turner. Or no, you were the one who made the most noise. So to hit the captain, it's going to be 7 damage as you get hit in the shoulder, right below the arm in like the soft spot, like your lat, with an arrow. And you guys just book it. Because Bartleby, like, as soon as they popped up, he was like full speed ahead.
All right. Keep running, boys. We got to keep just up with running. Bartleby.
Come on, Captain. You got to get that armor. It's heavy. I know. Let's go.
So you guys are sprinting up this hillside, headed towards the top where this temple is. And it's you can just see the temple at the top. You're still quite a ways away, but it's within sight. And you can hear the clomping of the hooves coming up behind you.
Seder are bipedal, right?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And you look back, and none of you have ever seen a Seder before. Mm. You look back and you see these men and women, and it's human torso with these goat legs underneath them, and they are booking it after you. And we'll find out what happens next week.
Well, thanks everyone for listening to this episode of Monroe's Chest presented by Dubstep and Dragons. We hope to catch you next week as we find out what just happens on this the Trickster's Satyrs, the Satyrs of Tricksters.
The Trixie Satyrs!
Yes, the Trixie Satyrs. Make sure to drop a like, follow, and subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform. And as always, we'll see you next week.
See you guys.
Later.
Bye.